Jules, could you tell us when was Dios founded and how did it come to this?
Well, Tommy started the band like maybe 10 years ago, something like that. But these were all different members than they are now. And I started with the band because I met Tommy in a bar and he was looking for a driver to take him to Spain to do a tour over there. And that's how we met. So I was first the driver of them. And their relationship with the other drummer wasn't that good. So they said, okay, let's try Jules. And so I started off with them.
And how did you, when did you select the name Dios? Is it a short name for something or?
Well, Dios is God in Latin.
Yeah.
But it comes from the album, from the Sugar Cubes. How is it called? Dios Does Not Exist, the song from Sugar Cubes. And there is it coming from.
How would you describe your own music? The new album is quite dark, songs almost melancholy, I would call it, and dreamy.
I think the music itself is not. I think it's not so dark, except when you listen to the lyrics, then it goes dark and darker. But the music itself, I think it's more light, because well. There's a lot of people saying now that we are playing music is more like radio friendly, easier listening than the albums before. But I don't agree totally. I agree for a first sight. If you take a second look at it, then you see that the lyrics are really going really dark and heavy because it's all about relationships that go wrong. It's all about torture and, you know, everything could go possibly wrong in the lyrics. And if you listen close, very close to the music, you will see that I think even when you compare it to the other albums, you still have a lot of distortion in there. But you just have to, like, with a magnifying glass, you have to look at it this time, I think.
You're praised by bands like Radiohead or R.E.M. Do you think that's proof for your international success?
Well, it's nice, you know. R.E.M., the guys I never met, but the guys from Radiohead we met on the festival last year. And even the drummer came to me like, bravo, he said, well, yeah, I like the way you're playing. And that's nice. And maybe it helps us, but I don't know if it's so certain, you know. It's just a good idea that bands you like, and they like you too. It's just that thing that makes me happy.
Is there a general mood that can be detected all through your songs? Something you like to express or like to say with your songs?
The general mood is it's about personal things. If Tommy is writing songs, he's writing songs because he has had a bad experience with his girlfriend or with his mother or whatsoever. And that's what the lyrics are about. But I cannot tell you more because I'm not writing the lyrics.
You produced a short film that was in the four program of Trainspotting.
Yeah.
How did it come to this?
We always wanted to make sort of a short movie, and it's always has Tom's dream also to make a movie once. You know, once he can find the money, I suppose, so he can make a movie. But how did it come? I don't know. We knew a guy who was like distributing the movie in Belgium, and he said, "Okay, we love your video, I will put it in front." And so it was in Germany, and then in Spain, and in the Netherlands.
You talked to a lot of fans and supporters on the internet on your webpage. Would you think that the internet is essential medium for to be in contact with your fans, or?
I think it's an essential medium, but I'm not on the web all the time to chat with fans or what, because it's boring. It's boring after time. But I love the idea that people that like live 10,000 miles from each other, and they can talk to each other. They can send pictures, and it doesn't cost anything. Well, it costs something, but not too much. And that's the good idea, I think, about the internet, that everything is like closer and closer and closer. No world is far away anymore, you know.
About what do people talk to you on the internet?
About sex. About sex, about dirty things, about everything, you know. It's, the thing is that on the internet, people are anonymous, you know. They can say, like, I'm Jules, and he's... And in fact, he's Bernardo or something, you know. And he can be a weird guy, and he can be whatever, but he can do what he wants to. That's a good thing. It's also a bad thing also, because you cannot check on who is really talking to you. Is he a liar? Is he cheating on you? Is he... Well, what is he doing? What are his purposes to be there? You never know.
Did you find new friends while chatting, or...?
No. Friends are living people, are not internet things.
And what are your plans for the future now?
Retirement. No, we have now we have 1 week off, and then we start touring again all over Europe. Come to Germany, I think, in April. And well, the plans are our tour will last till November, December or something, and then we'll see what's going to happen.